Fine, darling, I'm fine.
Straight into character already. Love this. Snow White at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. It's on from December 17th through to the 3rd of January. Obviously, there's only so much we can say about the panto without giving too much away, but I think you'd agree, you know, fun, jokes, big songs, maybe cha-cha-cha. I don't know. I don't know how much you're allowed to tell me.
Oh, well, I do believe I have to put my lend my voice to one or two things. I suggest people bring earphones, stick them on when I'm going to sing, but anyway. And there will be some dancing, and they've brought a lovely young man from a previous panto I danced with called Connor. So I actually have a trained dancer to dance with my section. And yeah, I mean, I'm not used to playing the wicked character, but I have to say it's quite a juicy part.
It must be a lot of fun to play the Wicked Queen, because not all the time, you know, let's be fair, and but on a tiny little occasion during Strictly, the audience might give you a little boo here and there, Shirley. But in panto, when you're the Wicked Queen, the boos are going to be flying towards your direction.
I'm ready for those boos. Bring it on.
We should quote you on that. We're ready for the boos. Bring them on. That should be at the bottom of the poster for the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells, shouldn't it? And it is, as I say, it's on from December 17th through to the 3rd of January. We've got tickets to win as well, Shirley. All you've got to do is get to kmfm.co.uk. Is this your first panto in Kent as well?
It's my first panto, yes, in Tunbridge Wells. It's such a beautiful place. I went for some rehearsals there and some photographic shoots, and I just looked around. I thought, oh, this is going to be a really lovely run. You know, it seemed nice. People were friendly. The theatre was absolutely divine. Everybody on the set was just gorgeous. It's a great script. It's got scary music, but not too scary. And I think it's a very, very well balanced. And the comic side of it is off the chart. Even I'm laughing and I get the jokes.
You saying you've already had a little look around at Tunbridge Wells, and obviously two shows a day, you're bound to get a little bit hungry in performances. I've done a bit of research for you as well, Shirley. I've looked at TripAdvisor's top rated restaurants in Tunbridge Wells. Number three caught my eye. It's called Toad Rock Retreat, described as a cozy pub with a flamingo twist.
Ooh.
It's meant to be, isn't it?
I love pub food, and maybe I'll have to do a little Paso Doble around their flamingo. Who knows, you know?
I think they'd love that. I'll send that soundbite to them. Let's talk Strictly. Of course, I can't have you on the show and obviously not talk about Strictly, Shirley. Who's going to win? I know Rosie's favourite. Can you call it already?
Do you want me to lose my job? I can't tell you who I think is going to win. Now, let's just have a look. There has been people in the bottom two that have been really great dancers. I mean, we are guiders, but the public, they've been watching the show for how many years? 15? They will be the deciding factor. The votes are key. You know, please don't have a go at me if I have to send somebody home because they've gone in the bottom two. That means people aren't voting. Not because I've sent them there, they're not voting. So the voting is key. And at the end of the day, the audience will have a say in who's the winner. But I chat around and I ask general public people, and they seem pretty clear on their top three. I won't say them, but people, the general public, seem clear on who they like.
Public vote. It's not Shirley's fault. You need to vote.
It's true. It's true.
That must be the toughest part of that job, though, when you do have to send somebody home.
Well, you know, I'm trained in such a way that you judge without fear or favour. You judge exactly what you see in front of you. You can sleep at night. But I have to say, this week, I did have a little tear because Judy went home. And I thought that she brought such a beautiful, bright light to the show. And I will forever remember in history her twerk and her lovely chemistry with Giovanni, and what amazing job he did as a professional. And it's sad. It's sad to see anybody go. But I did have a little twinkle in my eye there for her. I thought she came on. She exposed herself. She gave 100% of everything that she could do. You saw the true person, tears and all. And I just thought she went for it. She was absolutely fantastic.
Can you teach anyone to dance, Shirley? Literally anyone. Like, my son is just turned two, and there's certain songs we put on at home for him. I've already seen that he's got better rhythm than me.
I think everybody moves to music, you know, as babies, even when we're learning to walk, you know, we learn to coordinate opposite arm to foot is the way you walk. And I do believe that you can teach people the basic steps. And if you've got a little rhythm, that's extra. But if you haven't got any rhythm, you can learn the steps and stay in time to the music. It's not so difficult. I've taught many, many beginners over my time, many wedding couples as well. You know, I've taught them, and they quite surprise themselves when they finish with their wedding waltz at the end.
Maybe that's me then. Maybe I've got a little bit of rhythm, but I haven't got the steps. Maybe that's my issue.
You need a good teacher like me, darling. I'll get that little tosh going.
We're going to talk, Shirley. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to be at the stage door after night one of the panto.
Okay. I'm ready.
And we're going to talk. Exactly. Again, Snow White at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells with yourself, Shirley Ballas. It's December 17th through to January the 3rd. Again, you can win tickets. You can win family tickets to be there at kmfm.co.uk. First time on the show, and I hope you come back. A pleasure to talk to you, Shirley. Thank you for being on.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all your listeners, and thank you for all getting tickets to come and see me. I'm looking forward to meeting you at the backstage.
Awesome. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.